Join us as we place the spotlight on the Government Technical Institute. We invite you to accompany us on a journey as we seek information on the operations and programs at GTI. Opening its doors in May 1951 in temporary accommodation in the Queen's College compound, the institution, 2 months after, moved to Nonpareil Park in Georgetown, commonly called Wilfrid Avenue. The Government Technical Institute at that time was tasked with providing training in craft skills, but over time, technical courses were introduced with diploma-level programs being added as well. 38 courses were being offered on full-time, day release, and evening basis. The premier learning technical institute in the nation over time has had to adjust its courses and programs in keeping with the rapid changes in industry and technical fields to be able to facilitate the programs of a fast-growing Guyana job market and its demands. In this series of conversations, we will speak with some of the lecturers of departments to capture the transformation and development taking place in the Guyana technical landscape from GTI's perspective. We will now hear from the lecturer of the science department, Ordinary Diploma in Science, Akeem Wilson.
Currently, we're offering the Ordinary Diploma in Science Chemistry option, whereby our students are exposed to a wide range of practical as well as theoretical activities. Apart from the regular day-to-day book work, we also have our students being exposed to a lot of extracurricular activities. Just as yesterday, the 1st of February, they went to a field trip where they would have toured DDL and see the actual practical work that they do in our labs being done within the industry. And so that was alone a motivation for our students.
Ordinary diploma in science, ordinary doesn't mean simple at all. Explain to us what that is.
So the ordinary diploma in science, as you rightfully said, doesn't mean simple, but it doesn't mean that it's scary either. And so with the option that they have, as I said, it's a chemistry option, the program is specifically chemistry based. They are not only restricted to chemistry, but the program has a little bit of biology. They also do mathematics. They do English language. They're also exposed to some amount of physics. So in the first year, they also have a project that they complete. So for example, as you come into the yard of GTI or to the compound, you'd recognize that at the science department, we have a wide range of paintings. So that was one of the projects done by our students, where the students would have enjoyed painting various equipment that they would have utilized throughout the program. When they move over to the second year, they also do some amount of mathematics, but the second year is mainly based on their major, and of course they're chemistry major students, and so they will do things like inorganic chemistry and analytical chemistry, which is one of the major chemistries that they utilize within the industry. So for example, volumetric analysis, the students were able to see how volumetric analysis is utilized at DDL for the distillation process of the alcohol and so on, and it was quite interesting and entertaining for them. Well, fortunately for us as well, to one of our current evening students, because the program is offered both full-time and evening, and one of our evening students was our tour guide. And so that alone was a motivation for them. And apart from that, they were even offered the opportunity for employment, because 95% of the staff working at DDL in their labs are from GTI, or they would have had their foundations at GTI. And so you found that the students were enthusiastic to, you know what I'm doing is actually going to help me to get a job somewhere within society. And oh boy, when you talk about the salaries, when the students, that was their main question. So when they asked about the salaries and they told about their starting salaries just coming from GTI, they were so motivated and were like, where the application forms, where can I get that from? And of course DDL would have promised, or we're soon to sign actually a memorandum with them, memorandum of understanding that is with them. And so that will see our students having more work study attachments and so on with DDL and other industries, because as of recent, we're going to be changing our outlines to suit more of what the industry demands. And so we're now introducing food chemistry into our curriculum. And as a result of that, you'll find that our students will now have a wider scope at places like Bangs EIH, food laboratories. Very soon, we're supposed to be visiting the University of Guyana Food Lab. And so the students will be exposed to a wide range of what is activities that are actually happening within the industry. So we're not only confining learning to the institute, but we are also going out to see what is being happening, how what they're learning here can be put into practice.
Great. Akeem, speaking with the principal of GTI, she did say to me that from the time GTI started to now, the institution has taken on so many different courses, adapting to the change. Again, it's been changing rapidly. And so the institution has also been preparing itself to accommodate those courses and to more or less propel youngsters and even middle-aged people that are coming here into the world of work, into the new and emerging sectors. This is something I'm sure for you in the chemistry area, maybe a challenge, but a good one.
Definitely agree. As of recent, as of last year, December, we would have refurbished our chemistry and physics lab. And so what we would have made a proposal to the Ministry of Education is to reintroduce our physics program. Because when we look at the amount of students who are graduating with a bachelor's degree in physics at the university, you find that it's few as compared to those students who are graduating in biology and so on. And so we're now going to be introducing not only in addition to the chemistry program that we have, we're also going to be having a physics program from September. So our labs are equipped, and we're currently even upgrading our labs more day-to-day, introducing new equipment, new materials based on the needs and demands of the industry. And so that is why our work attachment is important. Our stores, our industrial visits are important so that we can see what it is that the industry requires. And as a result of that, we'll be able to provide that type of service for our students so that they can better go out there and perform to the best of their ability.
All right. Akeem, usually I would speak to lecturers and stick to one line. You seem to be pretty young, so I want to speak to your youthful part. First of all, tell me, getting involved in this, where did it all start for you to come to GTI? Was it a dream of yours to be part of the team, to lecture, or were you a student, as I discovered yesterday in one case, another case, that a gentleman I spoke to was a student, and he decided to come back and serve? Where did it start for you?
Well, that's a very good and entertaining question. Ever since I was a little boy at ages 5, 7, I realized that I had a passion for teaching. And not only a passion for teaching, but a passion for changing the world. And as a result of that, everything that I do would have gravitated towards teaching. I wasn't one of the top flying students because I attended St. John's College. And when I graduated as the best graduating student there. And it was from there that my career set off. Because the head teacher at that time didn't have a need for a science teacher, and as a result of that, she would have employed me there. Of course, sending through the necessary documents to the Ministry of Education. As a result of that, everything just started developing from there. So I would have served about a year at St. John's College. When I got my permanent appointment, I would have started off at Sophia Special School. And it was there I developed a love for slow learners. And not only slow learners, but helping people to develop their true potential. And as a result of that, my mind started expanding, and I started thinking about Sarah Potter College of Education, lecturing at the University of Guyana, and then even lecturing at the Government Technical Institute. And so I said, you know what, in order for me to get into these organizations, I now need to further my studies. And as a result of that, I went to Sarah Potter College of Education, where I majored in science, then went on to the University of Guyana, where I majored in chemistry. And I'm still continuing with my studies today, where I'm currently reading for my master's degree in psychology. You might ask yourself, why psychology? Why not science? Of course, I believe that there are a lot of young people out there that need help. They need guidance. They need to be guided into the appropriate career part. And so that is what we, or that is one of my philosophies that I have in education, to help to guide persons, because I believe that once you have the correct guidance, you know what to do. And so as a result of completing my studies at the university level, I was then promoted to head of department science at Covent Garden Secondary. And recently I was promoted to the senior lecturer of the science department at the Government Technical Institute. And so I'm here. And since I stepped foot into GTI, I've been assessing the department, and we've been making several changes so that we can be able to better serve or better able to attract more students into the science department. Because as you know, that if you look worldwide, not only in Guyana or not only to GTI or the university, but worldwide, the number of persons graduating with degrees in sciences, in particular chemistry and physics, or even if you look at our education system in Guyana, the number of teachers that we have that are trained in science are minimal, and they're always the few. I remember when I graduated from CPC, there were four of us in the science department, whereby business and English had a lot. Even at the university, in my year when I graduated, I was the only chemistry major that graduated. And so that made me came to the realization that, you know what, we really need to motivate persons in the sciences. If not, we're going to lose the sciences. And I have a passion for science because I believe that science is what have developed the chain. Science is what have us here on this interview today. And if it wasn't for the advent of technology and the development of science and physics and all of the different sciences, and when we look at the groundwork of science, you recognize that math and every single thing has its roots in science. And so I believe that having more scientific minds following the scientific method, the scientific process is very important. And as a result of that, we need to reach out to our young people and we need to have them realize that vision. And so GTA, on the whole, is there to help our students to transition from the secondary level to the tertiary level. So we form as that transition gap between them, as we would call it, a relay neuron in science.
You mentioned slow learners, which is a challenge, and even for some of the sharpshooters, when they get to the sciences, they kind of pedal back in many cases. It's important to have a tutor or lecturer that is there to help them along. Have you found in your classes, dealing with your students, that you've been probably pouring out more of yourself and with your passion to bring them along for them to complete the courses? Because I know for the sciences, as has happened, some students have started and many of them fell by the wayside.
Well, even though you might find students having 10 CXEs and probably as compared to those who are having 5 CXEs, like myself, who didn't went to one of the top schools but would have excelled throughout my tertiary education, I found that some of the students are struggling. And so what I would have been introducing so far is a tutoring program. So in the afternoon, after classes, for half of an hour, I have students who are strong in a particular topic that would tutor the other students, and I make it kind of compulsory for them so that they would see the need of it. So once you're strong, they would assist those students. And since that was implemented, I found that the performance of students have increased. As of current, I have a student in my class who is struggling with statistics. And so what I would have done is paired him with another student who assists him during class time too. Because of the fact that currently the class has 28 students, you find that it's a challenge to meet all of them at one time. And so I utilize my students because some of them are adults, some of them are married, some of them have kids. And so they have the ability or that patience or passion to want to help others. And so I would not shun them to say, oh, I am the lecturer. And so we have a holistic approach that we would utilize within the department and at the whole of GTA. And so those students I find as they help others, because I might explain a concept in a particular way, but your colleague might be able to explain it differently because, of course, we're all different individuals. And so I would utilize them. Many of times I would even just explain a main concept on the board, and I would have students utilize them to explain to the class what is happening, and then, you know, you give them the problems, and so you're able to identify how they do. Because I always tell my students that no man is an island, and so we cannot learn in isolation. And with that, it helps them to develop that form of cooperative learning, which they would need in the workplace. Because Mr. Marcus, you would know that in order to be successful in any career, like you would have been in your career, you can't do it alone. You need your colleagues to work with you. And so we have to teach that in our young people today. It's not a selfish world we're living in, but you must be able to hold your colleagues' hand and say, you know what, let us go down the road together. And I find that the strategy has been working thus far.
Terrific. Great answer to that question. Finally, Akeem, I'd allow you to share a few words and in closing, anything that you want to leave with us and probably encourage young people and even those middle-aged and adults to be a part of the science program if they have an interest.
Well, I want to reach out specifically to our teachers. As of this year, we have opened our program to our secondary school teachers, whether you're head of department, you are a head teacher teaching, you're a deputy head teacher, senior teacher, you're a junior teacher, you've completed college or university. I want to offer our evening program to those teachers. Because I believe that continuous professional development is important for teachers, and the change is inevitable. And as a result of that, the scientific world is always changing. And so as teachers, we need to be on time. We need to keep up. Like for me, I'm always reading something to find out what is happening within the world of science. Like when we were going to school, we know that there were 3 states of matter. Today, there are 5 states of matter. And so we need to keep abreast of what is happening within our society. And so I want to extend a program to teachers as well, so that they can have more exposure to practical activities. In addition to that, I want to encourage all the young adolescents coming up who are now going to be writing CSEC exam coming up in May, June, to apply. Our portal is going to be opening in April. And so I want to encourage them to apply for a science program. It doesn't mean that, oh, I'm doing science, I'll have to work in a lab. There's so many opportunities out there for them. And then with our blooming oil and gas economy, everybody wants to get a piece of the pie, as we would all say. And so the scope starts with you. And GTI is the foundation for each and every one of you. You may not want to do science, but there's some other program at the institute that you can be enrolled in.
You just heard there the lecture of the science department, Akeem Wilson.